They should use the Jewish calendar also. And for us, they say we must petition them, use the Islamic calendar also. Hindus got their own calendar. But all of us, as though our calendars don't exist. We as Muslims, and forget our dunya's letters, our dini letters also, but it's English things. And we don't understand Peter. We say, Maulana, what can I tell you? I have fallen so much in dunya, I have even forgotten the names Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Wobi bin Pulch. All that also I have forgotten. So if we are not going to use Islamic calendar, who is going to use? Those of us who perhaps noticed, previously in Medina Sharif, open. So he's saying, and on the Rahel, and on the Rahel, the Rahel which comes, you are only really, strictly speaking, allowed to keep a Quran. So he says, this is the Quran Sharif, and it is an open Quran, so it's bare adabi. Nobody is reading, and you're leaving it open. And then a few other 1-2 points. In another madrasa he wrote, at the back of my birth certificate, he wrote the exact Islamic date and the time, etc., everything when I was born. So, do we do it for our children? Students who graduate, you ask them, when, which year? Only English year. Seldom you get, mashallah, we give them Islamic year. And we, thus again, many.
Inshallah, as long as we are sitting in the masjid for the next 1-2 hours, inshallah, we will get the reward of i'tikaf as well. So, we should make the intention. Thirdly, as we know, that the theme of our jalsa this year is ibadat, acts of worship, how it will be a means of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the solution to our problems in this world, in the qabr.
فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم سلام عليكم طبتم وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء وقيل الحمد لله وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله للناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي
actions of ibadat which a person takes to be very small, no real value, it has got very, very great value in the year after. So may Allah Ta'ala give us a yaqeen and conviction that our a'mal and our actions will be a means of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, building our places in Jannah, and the success of our life in this world and the year after. Inshallah, next we will...
Allah tak pahunchne ke liye lazim nahi hai, balki Allah Ta'ala ne saikro tariqe apne husool ke liye paida farma rakhe hain. جیسے مثال کے طور پر ایک آدمی ہے اس کو حرم کی حاضری نصیب ہو جاوے تو اب اس کا حرم کی حاضری کر لینا یہ اس کے لیے قرب کا ذریعہ بن سکتا ہے لیکن ایک شخص ہے گزر اس شارع عام پہ چلنے والا اس شارع عام کی جو منزل مقصود ہے اگر وہ اس پر چلتا رہا تو حاصل کر لے اور اگر اس پر نہیں چلتا رہا تو وہ بھٹک جائے تو اب ہر انسان کے لیے ضروری ہے کہ وہ اپنی اس شارع عام کو درست رکھے، یعنی عبادات جن میں فرائض واجبات گناہوں سے بچنا، اس لیے جو ہے اس راہ کو درست رکھنا ہم سب کے لیے بہت ضروری ہے. اب یہ ساری عبادات ہماری زندگی میں آئیں، حج، روزہ، زکوٰۃ، اس کے لیے جو ہے کچھ اسباب ہوتے ہیں. تو اگر ان اسباب میں جو بیان ہوا کہ ان اسباب میں اگر اسی طرح اعمال سیئہ، اس کے اندر بھی دو ضرر ہیں، ایک دنیاوی ضرر ہے اور ایک اخروی ضرر ہے. دنیا میں کیا ضرر ہوگا کہ آدمی جو ہے ہر وقت بے چین رہے گا، ہر وقت جو ہے وہ وحشت میں رہے گا، ہر وقت ظلمت میں رہے گا، جو گناہوں کے ساتھ لازم ملزوم کی طرح ہے، اور آ سکے اس کو پریشان کر سکے، اس کو کوئی کانٹا چبا سکے. تو آدمی کو ہر وقت اللہ تعالیٰ کے ساتھ تعلق میں کی فکر میں لگا رہنا چاہیے. اور پھر مفتی صاحب فرماتے ہیں کہ اصل کامیابی جو ہے وہ اللہ کے احکام کی تعمیل کرنے میں، کہ اگر اللہ تعالیٰ کے احکام کی تعمیل میں لگا رہے گا تو وہ مکمل کامیاب ہوگا. کہ کیا فضیلت ہے، تو لوگ آپس میں جھگڑنے لگیں گے اور لوگ جو ہے وہ قرآن دازی کرنے لگیں گے. تو یہاں پہ کوئی درجات کو متعین نہیں کیا، بس اشارے سے سمجھا دیا کہ یہ ایسے درجات ہیں جس کو بیان نہیں کیا جا سکتا. تو اب حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام جو ہے وہ کوہ طور پر جا رہے ہیں، آگے جا علی اپنے ملفوظ میں فرماتے ہیں کہ عام طور پر کیا سمجھا جاتا ہے کہ خوشحال شخص کون ہے. تو فرمایا کہ عام طور پہ ہمارے درمیان یہ سمجھا جاتا ہے کہ خوشحال شخص وہ ہے جس کے پاس بڑی بلڈنگ ہو، جس کے پاس بڑی کار ہو، اور جس کے پاس آرائش زیبائش کے تمام اسباب موجود ہوں، دنیا کی حسین سے مبارک ہے، اور اس کے یہ رضا کو حاصل کرنے میں لگنا یہ اس کا بادشاہوں سے بھی افضل ہونا ہے. پھر فرماتے ہیں کہ جو آدمی اللہ کے قہر اور غضب میں ہے اور اللہ تعالیٰ اس سے ناراض ہے اور ہر وقت گناہوں میں لگا ہوا ہے، تو وہ آدمی بہت پریشان ہے، وہ آدمی بالکل مفلوج الحال. تعبیر کرتے ہیں کہ ایک سجدہ جسے تو گرا سمجھتا ہے، کہ ایک سجدہ جسے تو گرا سمجھتا ہے، ہزار سجدوں سے دیتا ہے آدمی کو نجات. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد.
جزاكم الله خيرا. The wonderful bayan explaining the great value.
أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. فاللهم اجزه عنا خير ما جازيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالاته. فصل الله وسلم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأحبابه وأتباعه. Step into any man's life and you will see nothing but depression and crisis. Do not get deceived by his magnificent houses. Do not get deceived by his Mercedes, by his BMWs. Go into his life and you will see nothing but depression. Like the poet most beautifully says, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُكَ جَالِسًا مُسْتَقْبِلِي فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّكَ لِلْهُمُومِ قَرِينُ. I took one look at you, my beloved Allah. The only way out of any situation is to go back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, today when something happens to us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and I and each and all of our families. But something happens to us, the car gets into a crash, the house gets robbed, the job is at stake, we immediately look for a materialistic solution. We immediately wonder who can. Very clearly, approximately 4 years ago, when our honorable late Vice Principal Qari Ismail Ishaq rahimahullah, when he passed away, that one student, I can still recall very clearly the reaction of one student when he heard the news of the death of Marhum Qari Sahib rahimahullah. His immediate reaction was he hastened towards the masjid and he prayed two rakah. The messenger says, no, I am going to kill you. So the porter says, if you are going to kill me, allow me to pray two rakah salah. Allow me to pray two rakah salah. So the porter starts his salah. He recites Surah Fatiha, recites a few ayahs from the Quran. Within a few moments, a horseman comes with a spear and kills this murderer, this passenger. Upon finishing his salah, the porter asks, دعانا لجنبه أو قاعدا أو قائما. When something happens to man, then he starts praying to us on his side while he's sitting down, while he's standing. فلما كشفنا عنه ضرا. When we remove his difficulty, مرة كأن لم يدعنا إلى ضر مسا. He carries on as if he had not made dua to us for anything which has afflicted him. This is my situation. When at times, when we need something, we make dua anyway out of any situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us and every one of us the tawfiq to rectify each one of our dealings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May He also give us the tawfiq to worship Him in times of prosperity and in times of sadness also. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا طويلا
إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد رب المشرق والمغرب رب المشرق والمغرب رب المشرق والمغرب
But all these gunas are so common. For example, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, our Shaykh al-Hadith said, if we make namaz, our outward namaz is not still correct. Allah give jazai khair to Maulana Abdullah Maulvi, how in detail over how many weeks he explained to us, lift your hands till the earlobes. We hardly, still nobody is really doing it. Your toes must face towards Qibla. Nobody is doing it. Our legs are still facing east and west. Four fingers space between the two legs. But nothing. Our eyes and Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Damat Barakatum said, if there was a screen to show what we're thinking in namaz, and everyone could see that screen, that what things we are thinking about in namaz, forget outside namaz, what will be our condition? So namaz is the first thing that we will be taken to task for in the akhirat. After iman, and this is for those people who got iman and who die with iman. I just heard something very, very beneficial. It can help all of us. So I'll just mention it with regard to iman. Somebody asked Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh that at the time of mort a person is in sakarat. And with sakarat is not easy. It's a difficult time. When the ruh wants to come, illa mashallah, who Allah makes it so easy, may Allah make it easy for all of us. But anyway, sakarat, the ruh wants to come out. Just to give you a little explanation of that, one person went to a great buzur. If I remember the name, I'll mention it. He was first he should deal with a medicine and atar. He had that shop. So, Fariduddin Attar rahmatullah alayh. So this person came like a beggar. He was a big Allahwala. So he asked him, how will your ruh go out? He says, what you worried about me? You worry about yourself how your ruh will go out. He said, my ruh will go out like this. He lied down and his ruh went out. Very easy. No sakarat, nothing. Then he got one and he told him that your ruh, your love is in every bottle is your love. Like a shopkeeper, how much goods he knows that I got 20 of this, 25 of that. And anywhere he is, if he phones to his shop also, he says that in that corner is this cap. This is. So in other words, your connection is with all these things, material things. So when your ruh comes out and it's connected with all this, it has to be pulled out from all there. And that is like a silk cloth being pulled out from thorns. How it gets torn and it gets, may Allah make it easy for us. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh gave a wonderful prescription, and I would like to share that with all. He said there are two things you must do. Then inshaAllah, sakarat is one thing. And at that time shaitan tries his utmost to rob you of your iman. So you are faced on two sides you are. Your sakarat is also so difficult, and shaitan is trying his utmost also. So there are two things that you must do, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said. He said, make regularly shukr on the iman Allah has given you. Because Allah has promised, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that I will increase you. The other thing Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, the two sunnats of Maghrib that you read. In the one read, قُلْ يَا يُهَلْكَ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, and in the second rakat, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, with the niyat of hifazat of iman, that Allah must protect my iman. So, but don't fix it permanently. Fuqaha said, don't fix your, but normally, try to read it commonly. Now and then change it. But try and read in the two sunnats of Maghrib with the niyat of protecting one's iman. Kul a'udhu bi rabbi al-falaq and kul a'udhu bi rabbi al-nas. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah in His kindness protect our iman. Also, we should remember at this that our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, said that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is not that friend that when you need Him the most, He'll leave you in the lurch. He'll protect you, He'll be with you. And the time we will need Allah the most is at the time of mort. And but who? The friend. A person who had become the friend of Allah. Who has become a wali of Allah. And who is a wali of Allah? Who does what Allah has commanded him to do, stays away from the things Allah has made haram. Then he does more. He makes nafil ibadat also. He worries about deen also. How to establish deen in the world. How to make it alive. All that also he worries. Whether it is through tabligh jamaat. Whether it is through teaching children and they will go and teach. Whether it is in writing kitabs, in giving bayans. But is that not just for the sake of bayan. Or not just for the sake of teaching. Or just getting a wage. No, but with that concern of deen. That how can every sunnat come alive. It comes also, it is narrated, that a person who makes an effort that deen must become alive, sunnats must become alive, that person is in jihad. So how great is in this? So we should make effort on that inshallah. So that is a wali. And Allah won't let His friend lose in a lurch. If you become a friend of Allah. But if we don't even make, we're not making our namazes also. And then again, the next thing is, before quality of namaz, how many namazes we got qadha? Since the time we became baligh, till today, maybe some of our students also, one good friend of ours, he's a mufti, and he gives me regularly a report, now I got so many namazes left. Qadha. Now so many. He's a mufti. But his namazes had become qadha. He became conscious of it, alhamdulillah. And that is also a great thing. That a person becomes conscious of his gunas. Otherwise, we commit gunas. We don't think we made gunas. We don't make tawbah. We never think about it. Our good deeds, what we do outwardly, that we think we are buzurgs, we are pious. Many of us are such. Allah save us all and forgive us all. We got topi, beard, kurta. Ladies got burqa. Now we are pious. But is that piety? That is a good sign, mashallah. That must be there. But that's not the end of piety. That's just the start of piety. Many of us, we just satisfy that we got sunnats. A boy comes and proposes, he was in sunnat. That he got topi, he got beard. The girl, she's in burqa. And we know also the condition. We go, people who wear regularly kurta and beard and topi, they go for a holiday, that's put one side. Now it is Bermudas, T-shirt, even namaz we make like that. So namaz also is such a thing. Sometimes by of necessity we have to make at home namaz. We shouldn't make it in pyjamas. We shouldn't make it with our Bermudas, etc. Where will a person go to go in the shop in his office and he's wearing his pyjamas and going? And here we're standing in front of Allah. When we're coming to the masjid, we wear kurta. So it is this Allah different in the masjid and the Allah at home is the different Allah. He's the same Allah. We should have that same respect. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us understanding. Our clothing is like that. And really, like that we don't think of it. When we are wearing a t-shirt, bermuda, when we are making namaz, we don't think how horrible it looks. But when we see somebody else making like that, then we realize. This whole setup part is all uncovered, etc. Kurta covers us so nicely. It's a dress of respect. So first, let us see that we start making our namazes. Then look at our qaza namazes. Well, how long we got qaza? Start working on it. Allah reward ulama, they have worked out nice, nice booklets. How you can keep record and tick off all your namazes of your qaza, etc. Nice kitabs are written. There is a booklet with all columns in it. Here in South Africa, alhamdulillah, they have done it. So all this, we should try and find out, make our qaza namazes. Then turn towards the quality of our namaz. Quality of namaz are also two things. First, try and correct the outward condition of our namaz. Our eyes, where must we must be looking? I'll just give you one little example. How effective namaz is. Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Namaz stops you from all fahsha, lewd things, lustful things, bad things. Many of us, we feel, I got a lot of desire in me. Now, make your namaz properly. Namaz will stop that. It will come right. All that, many students face this problem also. That the lust that we have, we turn to masturbation, we turn to pornography, all this. Make your namaz correct. Allah has declared, if namaz is right, it will save you from fahsha and munkar, all bad things, dislike things. Namaz will save you from it. I got a habit of becoming angry. Work on your namaz. I've got a habit of ghibat, backbiting. Work on your namaz. Let us make our namaz correct. And then we will see. Now, outward namaz, how many of us are still... I said only to put the back to fence off. Put all the fence off. Now it's full there. You can put the fence on the front section. So, namaz is a thing that we should work on. And we should make our namaz correct. Then, inshaAllah, all these things by the word of Allah. And we haven't got yaqeen on the words of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has declared, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ So, we should work on that. And then further, our outward namaz, we should be correct. Make our ruku properly, our sajda properly. When we stand up from ruku, stand properly. Don't just rush and make our namazes. Between the two sajdas, sit properly. Otherwise, we're just going up and down, and we're rushing. Many of us, like Fajr, we get up late. And how we rush through that namaz. And we should also remember, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that if a namaz is made good, and we made a proper namaz, as that namaz goes up to Allah Ta'ala, it gives you duas. That you made me good, you performed a good namaz, may Allah keep you also good. And if you perform a bad namaz, that namaz goes in the form of a black dirty cloth, and it gives baddua to you. That as you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you, more or less the meaning of the words. And that namaz is taken in that black form and thrown back at you. Allah save us. And we are happy I made namaz. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Jazahumullah khair, he said that, but not making namaz is worse than even making such a namaz. But about 90% of the ummah, perhaps people give different figures, are not making namaz at all. 10% are those who are, amongst the 10% are those who are only making Eid namazes, or only the Jummah namaz, and others who are only making few namazes a day. And a namazi is called a namazi, not who makes 4 times a day namaz, 5 times. And then again the quality. So the outward, at least correct our outward. And how much the ulama are making effort. Maulana Abdullah Maulvi, every Tuesday, he's explaining to us. But we don't want to change. We don't hear also. And we don't change and correct ourselves. Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Damat Barakatum, how much he explains on namaz. The quality of namaz, to correct our namaz. That is the outside namaz. Then the inside namaz. That you build that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One time, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali, most probably it was him, before the partition of India and Pakistan, invited Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali to their town to come and make Jummah namaz and have programs. It was before partition. So it's a long journey, and in between, the train changes engines. They put other engines on. And so at that place, it was Fajr time, they started making Fajr namaz. So it takes about perhaps 20 minutes, half an hour for them to change the engines. It takes a while. So Maulana Madani made the imamat. And he read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar. And not only what Itminan and Allahu Akbar, those were namazes. as the Sahaba say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's namaz was a beautiful namaz. Not like our namazes. Allah forgive us. Allah gave us such a great gift, but how we disperse. So he made his namaz, and then they whistled for the train, it's going to move. And then the conductor came there by them and told them, hurry up, the train is going to move. Finally, the train went away, and they still in namaz. So after namaz, and this is not in the masjid with 1,000 people on the bike. Maybe there were only 2-3 people, 4 people there, and on the station platform. But with what itminan he was making namaz. Then Maulana Khair Muhammad told him, Hazrat, the train is gone. Now we can't go for the program. Everything has to be cancelled also. And at such a time, to make namaz little bit short is permissible. When we like that, traveling and that. So what did Maulana reply? He said, I had no idea. I didn't hear a sound of the whistling of the conductor coming. That was collated. I was with my Allah, reading, and that concentration. Where are we going to bring that concentration? Hey, when are we going? Hey, when are we going to bring it? And we don't work for it. How it's going to come? If you don't work for it, we don't think about it. And our namaz, we know what is our condition. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. And that at least one thing, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Hazrat Ji, many times he should say, let us at least try and bring one thing right in the ummah, namaz. And also not perfect namaz, at least we try that everyone is reading namaz, performing namaz, that we are not doing. And then to correct our namaz, to make it correctly, I asked Maulana Fadlur Rahman Sahib that when he was giving a talk, he said that Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, he said something very severe about those people who don't read namaz. But he didn't say what it was. So I went and asked him, Hazrat, what was that? So he says that many of the mashayikh also, still their namazes are not correct. Forget students, forget ulama, for the mashayikh also. Because we never worked on namaz. We never thought it is something that we have to work on. And really, whatever problems we have got, and then when you make your namaz and you turn to Allah Ta'ala, see in your namaz, 2 rakats of namaz, and the Sahaba walked over the water. 2 rakats of namaz, and the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, changed the condition of the world. But today, we make so many rakats of namaz, but the namaz hasn't got life in it. One is, a person heard that with a bullet you can kill a person. So he went, he got a bullet and he threw it at a fly. Fly also didn't die. So he said, that person lies. He said, you can kill a person, but you must put that bullet in the gun, in the firearm, and shoot it. Then see how, what's its effect. So just like that, we hear about namaz, but we say namaz hasn't done anything for us. But are we making namaz? Or we only got the picture of namaz? The reality of namaz has still come into very few people. Allah make us all amongst them. That Allah blesses us with the reality of salat, of namaz. And we can make our namazes correctly. So this, in the month of Rajab, this is the thing that we should work on. And when we go, then Rajab is coming, then Shaban. Already in Rajab, which is coming in about 10 days time or so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so concerned about Ramadan that he made this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab and Shaban. And oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. Because of the greatness of Ramadan. But if somebody comes into the month of Ramadan, but his namazes are also, he's not even performing his namazes, then how is he going to get the great favors of Allah which come in Ramadan? First we make our namazes, and the month of Rajab, make a decision that we are going to make our 5 times namaz, with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula. And then we are going to, our qaza namazes we are going to start to perform. Find out from ulama how to go about it. And then the quality of our namaz, outward and inward, and then tawbah and istighfar to Allah, that he still, we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah as it's supposed to be. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.